and welcome to this week's episode of the Smartbox Web podcast. I'm your host, Colin Receiver, and on today's episode, we're going to show you how successful dentists are pre-qualifying patients in the niches that they have advanced clinical training. And we're going to be showing you our secrets with how we turn these dentists into superheroes in their local communities. Now, by superheroes, you know, when you're trying to build up your name in the niche, when you're trying to become a go-to guy in your community for sleep apnea or dental implants or mini implants or to help fearful patients through sedation or Botox or whatever your niche is, when you are trying to become that go-to person, there's certain tactics that you must put into place. You know, it's a lot more than just doing advertisements. So if you haven't listened in before, I'm Colin Receiver. I've written several books. The CEO at Smartbox Web Marketing. But what we do is we specialize in helping dentists find new qualified patients in these niches that they have advanced training in. So, you know, becoming that go-to guy or a superhero, as we call it, it's not something that comes easily, but if you have the right systems, you know, it's something that you can put into place in your marketing. And throughout this podcast, we're going to be giving you tips on different things that we do with our clients that you can employ in your marketing in the next few days. So here on this webinar today, I'm going to cover three topics. The first, as I mentioned before, is we're going to show you how to pre-qualify all of your patients. And by pre-qualify, that doesn't mean that you have them fill out a form to make sure they have enough money to pay for your treatment. Pre-qualification means that the patients know what to expect when they walk in your door. So let me tell you a story. We had a dentist, a new client, who came to us last week, a doctor out of Arkansas, and he said he had started working with this other marketing company, and you know, he was getting a lot of phone calls. But the problem is all these consults that he was scheduling, his niche was sleep apnea, all these consults that he was scheduling, you know, they didn't understand what it was that he did, and they weren't qualified prospects. You know, the marketing company he was working with was just running advertisements for him. And you know, when you're just running advertisements, patients have to come into your office to learn more. There's no way for you to feed them more information. So, you know, if you're doing dental implants, one of the big problems I hear all the time with doctors advertising implants is that they get all these Medicare, Medicaid patients that come in the door and they say, you know, does my insurance cover this? You know, why do I have to pay out of pocket? You know, this should be covered under my insurance. Can you file it? Whatever, whatever. And pre-qualification is the method, the system that you use to eliminate this completely. So no more dead-end consults, no more wasted time. You know, you pre-qualify all the patients before they walk in your door. They understand what you can do. And I'm going to show you how to do that before the end of this podcast. The second thing we're going to show you in this podcast is how to create your marketing, how to design your marketing so that you can become the go-to guy in your community, so that you can become that superhero that nobody could ever imagine going to another doctor for dental implants or for sleep apnea. And the third item that we're going to show you today is I'm going to give you seven methods that you must be doing in 2012 to survive. And I'm not talking about the Mayan apocalypse end of the world. I'm talking about seven advertising mediums that no doctor in the country is using, with the exception of a few very progressive marketers. Seven mediums that are just wide open that nobody is even using that you can use in your practice to find these niche patients, pre-qualify them, and drive them in ready to buy your services. So let me tell you quickly about a dentist I know out in California. We'll call him Dr. Smith. I won't say his real name on the air, but I've known him for a few years. And, you know, like I mentioned, he was actually the doctor, the story I told a little bit earlier about, you know, patients coming in wanting implants, you know, thinking Medicare, Medicaid. You know, this is a real story from a real doctor out on the coast of California that I know personally. I've met at a few conferences and whatnot. And he told me once that the previous month, he had scheduled 55 consultations for implant work and mini implant work, you know, the deep disability restorative type dental work. And of those, 26 of them, almost half of the 55, came in and had deficient expectations on what they were really coming in for. They were expecting Medicare to pay for all this implant work. You know, they were expecting their insurance to pick it up. You know, they were expecting it to be $1,000 to get, you know, their lower denture stabilized. You know, they had no idea. They had completely wrong expectations. And like I mentioned before, pre-qualification, it's all about managing expectations. You know, you have to show them how you can help them. You have to show them what their options are. And by educating your prospects, they will become better consumers of your dentistry. And you get rid of the tire kickers. It's, you know, it's setting the bar to tell your patients, hey, you know, my name is Dr. Receiver. I've written a book. I've got a DVD. I've got a webinar. I've got all these informational products that you can learn about how I can help you. But if you want my time in a consultation, you know, that's not just for anybody that makes a call and walks in the door. And, you know, by putting a value on your time and limiting yourself and leveraging information to do your heavy lifting for you, you can focus on the patients that are really focused on, you know, their own care, their own health, that want to move forward with treatment, and, you know, stop running 55 consults a week where half of them are a complete waste of time. You know, within 5 minutes of walking in the room, I'm sure Dr. Smith can identify the tire kickers, the ones that, you know, aren't even a candidate, aren't even in the same realm as the kind of patients he wants to work on. So how do you do this? How do you pre-qualify your patients so that they are educated when they come in your door? Well, let me ask that another way. How do you not pre-qualify them? Well, you don't pre-qualify them by running an advertisement and directing them to call your office and schedule a consultation. You know, there's certain times that strategy works, and there's certain times that if you allow them to call and make a free consultation, you're going, you know, you're taking the shotgun approach. You're shotgunning everybody in the entire socioeconomic ladder, from the educated to the uneducated, from the wealthy to the, you know, middle class, and you're going to get all kinds of people that respond to your advertisement, and all kinds that want to come in for a consultation. And, you know, to pre-qualify them, you get rid of this. So how do you do this? How do you pre-qualify your patients? Well, let me start off with saying how you don't do it. You know, if you just run an ad in the paper and you direct them to call your office for a free consult, that is stark the opposite of what we're doing here with pre-qualification and building you up as the expert. Because that patient that's walking through your door is responding to an advertisement. They don't know anything about you other than what was in the advertisement, and they're coming in to learn about you. When you have pre-qualification systems in place, you're giving them this knowledge up front. You know, when you're doing a case presentation, you're in a consultation, there's only so much information you can glean to them. And, you know, many dentists try to info dump. They try to take this bucket of information about how great they are and all their qualifications and how they can help them and what all their options are, and they dump it on them. And the patient's confused, the patient's overwhelmed, and they don't accept, and they walk out. They want to think about it. They have to talk to their husband. And the reason they have to talk to their husband is because you haven't overcome their objections. You haven't given them the information in a manner in which they can consume. You've taken the entire buffet to them, and they don't know what to choose. So when you pre-qualify your prospects, you're giving them information in bits that they can consume and digest and then come back for more. So, you know, it takes time to educate your patients and to drip this information to them. And, you know, later in the webinar, I'm going to tell you about 7 completely automated methods, those 7 methods that you need to be marketing in 2012, 7 mediums that are completely wide open for dentists to grab, that you can use completely on autopilot to pre-qualify your prospects. And I'm going to give you the nitty-gritty details on how to do that later. So, you know, your website, let's rewind a little bit. Your website's great. You have to have a website. And, you know, I've talked in previous podcasts about how important video is on your website. You know, Forrester found that websites with video are 53 times more likely to have a first page ranking on Google. Now, I don't know about you, but that's just about a no-brainer. If somebody told me I was 53 times more likely anything, I would be doing that. But, you know, not only do you have to have a website and video, but you have to have these accessory systems. You have to have autoresponders so that when somebody comes to your website, they can get information from you risk-free. You know, if they're just coming in for a prophy, they probably don't care about getting more information. If they're just coming in for teeth whitening, they probably don't care about reading more about teeth whitening. They just want you to whiten their teeth. But if they're a patient that needs $10,000 in cosmetic dentistry, that wants, you know, 10 veneers on their upper arch, if they're a patient that, you know, needs all of their teeth extracted and they want to do an all-on-4, or they want to do, you know, some mini implants to stabilize their lower denture, or whatever the case is, these are patients that want to do research and they want to know about their options because this is a big deal for them. You're talking about a $10,000 to $50,000 to $75,000 purchase of, you know, a small home. You know, some of these people that are coming in that need this dental work, you may be asking them to spend, you know, half of the value of their home. You know, let's put it in context for us. You know, you have to get down on the level of your patient and realize the decision you're trying to make. And, you know, if you throw an ad in a newspaper and expect to drive implant patients into your practice and have them pull out their checkbook and write you a check on the first visit, you know, I don't mean any disrespect, but you're just out to lunch. You know, would you walk into a brand new house and, you know, write a check for the first house you looked at? You know, none of us make big purchases without research, without being educated, and without knowing all of our options. And it's no different for your implant patients. You have to have methods to allow them to consume this information and not info dump them. Because if you info dump them, you're just going to run them away. You know, I've talked on previous podcasts about the use of autoresponders and how you can, you know, drip your information out in a series over 2 years after they visited your website, and how useful this is to disseminating information about you know, various procedures and information about how you can best help them. But I think the best way I can relay the power of all these systems I've talked about, how to make Dennis a superhero, is let me tell you a quick story. Let me tell you about somebody that needed heart surgery. And I want you to try to put yourself in the shoes of the person I'm telling about in this. This is a true story, that the person I'm telling about it, talking about in this story. You know, this person who's a close member of my family needed a heart surgery. And, you know, where do you start when you want to find information? When you realize that you have to make a decision, where do you start looking? Well, we go to the internet. Statistically, 98% of us go to the internet when we want to get information. Statistically, out of that 98%, 70% of us go to google.com. So, you know, for all practical purposes, the vast majority of us are Googling. And you go to Google and you start searching. And you start searching for heart surgeons. And you find a website of a pretty good looking heart surgeon. Looks like he does good work. On his website, he offers you a free report about this this rare heart condition that you know, he gives you more information that you can download. So you go to his website, you read around, you download his free report, his free 10-page report about this rare heart condition that you have. And at the end of the free 10-page report, there's a link to buy his book. Well, of course, you buy his book. Click on the link, you spend $19, and you buy his 120-page book. The book also comes with a DVD. So, you know, book comes in the mail a couple days later. You've had time to do a little more research on your own. And you sit down with your wife and you start reading this book. You pop the DVD in the TV and you watch the DVD. After you're done watching the DVD, you're feeling pretty good. You've read his report. You've read his book. You've seen his DVD. And now he offers you a free webinar. And on this webinar that he hosts once a month, he offers a live question and answer session where you can sign on and ask questions live while he's on the air and get them answered. So you go to his website and you register for this free webinar or teleseminar that he's putting on. You and your spouse get on the seminar later and you start asking a couple questions. And you know, he gives a presentation and he answers these questions that people are asking live. So, you know, a couple weeks later go by. You know, this is a big decision. This isn't a decision you've made in a couple days. It's taking weeks to make. And you get a newsletter from him in the mail talking about various new techniques, various treatments, some testimonials from past patients of his that he's successfully treated. And at the end of his newsletter, he offers an in-office seminar where you can come in and he will sit down with you face to face and show you what options are open to you. He'll review your medical file and give you an overview of what he can do to help you. Now, put yourself in the shoes of this guy. Once, by the time you get in to that in-office seminar, you're already sold. There is no other option. This guy's written a book. He's written a report. He put a DVD together. He had a webinar. He published a newsletter. Who else are you going to go to? This guy is the expert. This guy is the superhero of surgery for fixing this heart condition. It's a no-brainer. And that is what we do for dentists. We take dentists that want to be that superhero in that niche, and we put together, websites, videos, autoresponders, But if you really want to be the no holds bar superhero expert in your area, you do a webinar, you do a teleseminar, in-office seminar, a book, a DVD. These are things that increase your authority. You know, and by the time the patients walk in your door, the only question they have is, who do I make the check out to? You know, you're literally just the man in their eyes. So I know I've dumped a ton of information on you here on this webinar, and it probably sounds intimidating, you know, to hear about webinars and teleseminars. And I know from taking questions from a lot of our listeners that, you know, a lot of our listeners maybe just got a website and they're just taking those first steps towards building a solid web presence, and all this stuff just is flying by over their heads. But, you know, let me take you back a step. And, you know, everybody starts somewhere. Anything you're building, build a house, you have to pour the foundation first. And the foundation for the webinars and all of these expert building tools that I've told you about today, the basis of all this is you have to have a solid web presence. That's the foundation of all of your marketing. And, you know, we do get calls from time to time for doctors that just want us to produce a webinar, or just want us to put on a teleseminar, or, you know, help them to coordinate and show them how to run an in-office seminar, or write a book for them. And, you know, frankly, doctors that just want us to do one of those high-level products for them, you know, typically don't have the background, they don't have the structure or the foundation poured. And, you know, it's just not a good fit, because without the foundation, you generate all this traffic, you generate this interest on the webinar, and then these patients start searching for you, because when you've enticed them with a webinar, they want to know more. They want to consume more of your information. And if you don't have a solid website, if you don't have autoresponders, the interest ends. You generate the interest, and it's like just running an advertisement. They see it, they look at it, they get excited, and then it drops. That's why, you know, these webinars and seminars, these are technologies that we work with our best clients on. And, you know, these are techniques and strategies that they're using right now to just kill it online. But it's, you know, it all starts with the foundation: website, video, autoresponders. The three basics of your web marketing campaign. And, you know, from there, you start spreading your name, you start putting your name everywhere, you start writing books. You know, we can ghostwrite books for you, we can produce DVDs for you, and you start putting together these advanced tactics, and you begin to build your expert status. So, I told you at the beginning of the webinar that I was going to give you 7 real takeaways. 7 marketing mediums that are completely wide open in nearly 100% of all markets in the U.S. And these are the 7 marketing mediums of 2012 that many dentists have no clue about even exist. You know, the things I've talked about in this episode. And, you know, the few dentists that we're working with that are using them, you know, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. Webinar. We just put a webinar together for a implant dentist, a dentist that specializes, focuses on implants. We just put a webinar together for a dentist last week. He scheduled with his surrounding marketing to generate interest 141 registrations for his implant webinar. Now, we just had the webinar last week. We don't have the statistics in for how the rest of it played out yet, as far as phone calls or dollars generated. I promise I'll bring you that information in one of the next podcasts. But for now, all we know, 141 registrations. Teleseminars, great way, and a little bit different demographic than a webinar. With a teleseminar, you can often target a little bit older crowd that maybe doesn't have a computer, doesn't want to fool with a webinar. But a teleseminar is still a great way to draw in interest and, you know, begin to drip this information out to people. Autoresponders, as simple and as widespread used as they are, most dentists don't have autoresponders at all. And this really surprises me because this is one of the easiest things to implement in your practice. The fourth item is an in-office seminar. You know, this is often used as kind of a trail to some other marketing. Oftentimes it's prefaced with a webinar or a teleseminar or sending them your book. But an in-office seminar is a huge success when done right. We've helped several doctors set up the marketing and the structure for their in-office seminars. And, you know, these are patients coming in that already have read all of your materials and figured out what they need and what they want. Patients that have a very high level of interest. You know, this is kind of on the tail end as you're looking to close these patients. In-office seminars are the way to close. Books. We ghostwrite a ton of books for different dentists. From sleep apnea to implant books. We just finished up an implant book this month for another dentist that wants to focus on his implant practice. The title of the book is Don't Die with Your Teeth in a Glass. And he's going to be selling this book on Amazon and giving it out for anyone that comes in for a consultation. He's handing his book out. So it's a terrific marketing tool. And, you know, it's awesome to see the look on a patient's face when you say, I'm an author, and you hand them a copy of your book. If you ever, you know, want to see what this expert building process looks like, look into a patient's eyes when you say you're an author and you hand them a 100-page book, hard copy book, that you can drop on the ground and makes a thump when you drop it on that topic. You know, the free report. You know, the free report is often the carrot that you dangle to get people to opt in for your autoresponders. And the, you know, a 10 or 20 page free report is often sufficient. And it's a way to get people comfortable with giving up their email address, comfortable enough to, you know, opt in and get your free report. And finally, the seventh item is a DVD. Whether it's as simple as, you know, we've done scrolling before and after photos of dentists that they can include in some of their marketing. You know, our Doc TV video package, we often do a DVD for dentists from our Doc TV video package. We'll put together a DVD for them and mail it to them that they, you know, can reproduce or we can reproduce. And they often send that out in a lot of their marketing. So, seven mediums: webinar, teleseminar, autoresponders, in-office seminar, book, free report, and DVD. You know, that should be your goal for 2012, is to implement a few of those new marketing mediums and to, you know, start to harness the new information age. You know, this is 2012, and your patients have a ton of options. They have an endless, invaluable resource called the internet that they can research and find out their options and find out what's available. And you need to be that dentist that is giving them that information. Because if you're not, somebody's going to. Because the market's wide open and there's patients searching every day, every hour, every minute for this kind of information. You know, that's where you should be looking at in 2012 and beyond. You know, speaking of DVD on that list of seven, everybody that stayed till the end of this podcast today, I've got a very special offer that we're going to put here on the screen. Just right now at the bottom of the screen, I'm going to put a link there. And for everybody that stayed till the end of this podcast, you can get a copy of my latest DVD, The Secrets of Dental Niche Marketing. Now, we've sold many copies of this DVD, and regularly priced, you can see it on our website for $197. But through this podcast today, we're going to make it available for a limited time for just $7, which basically doesn't even cover the cost of our production and shipping. So take a look at that. This DVD is going to show you the secrets of how to attract, pre-qualify, and close the patients in the dental niches that you have advanced clinical training. You know, it's all the methods that we talked about on this podcast today. This DVD will show you how and give you more information on how to implement and maximize that in your dental practice. So that's all for today. See you guys next week, and keep moving forward.